Doing pretty good? Okay. Now, here's what I want you to do, is I want you to associate into, once again, thinking of the issue from your own perspective in relationship to that person. Place all your attention and awareness on the dot. Go right into peripheral. And just consider that issue from your perspective as you're in peripheral vision. Putting all of your attention and your awareness in the peripheral. All of your attention and your awareness in the peripheral. And at the same time, I want you to preserve any learnings. Preserve the learnings, the positive learnings for yourself and for the future. Just preserve the positive learnings. What was it you needed to learn while remaining in the peripheral? Just preserve any learnings. Preserve the positive learnings for yourself and for the future. Good. Now I want you just to close your eyes, and I want you to float up out of your body, way up out of your body, and I want you to just float right down inside the body of the other person that's involved. Float right down inside the other person's body so that you're looking through this person's eyes, seeing the issue from their perspective. And as you're right inside of them now, seeing the issue from their perspective, notice what there is to learn. Preserve any learnings. Seeing the issue from their perspective. Preserve the positive learnings for yourself and for the future. Preserve the learnings. Very good. And now what I want you to do is I want you to float up out of their body to a meta position so that you're looking from an outside perspective at the interaction between you and this other person. And as you're watching it from a meta perspective, from an observer position, just watch the interaction and notice what there is to be learned from this position. Preserving any learnings. The positive learnings for yourself and for the future. As you watch it from the observer position. Very good. Preserve the learnings. That's a nice dress. Where'd you buy that dress?
I don't know.
All right. I like the patterns.
Okay, you can borrow it.
Oh, thank you. So as you think about that issue, how's that different now?
In fact, actually, it started diffusing when we were doing
the hakala
in the beginning.
Uh huh.
When you told me to go into peripheral, I couldn't hear her talking to me anymore.
That's weird, huh?
Yeah, even after the first time, you know, because I know where these things happen. They're at the table, so I wanted to see that, and I couldn't hear her talking to me anymore. She wasn't talking. You know,
interesting. So it started to diffuse right back then. Then what happened as it progressed?
It was hard to recreate that image every time you said, "Okay, associate back into that thing." It got it almost like watercolored out. It started to just wash out. So I really couldn't get that clear situation again.
So how do you feel about it now, as you think about it?
It was very valuable to see her position.
Was it?
It was almost funny. I had an idea of why she does this for me.
Right. Cool. So what I want you to do is I want you to take any learnings that you've gotten about this. Take any learnings that you've gotten. And I want you to just, for a moment, just go ahead and step out to some indefinite time in the future, where in the past that old problem might have hindered you or held you back. And notice what happens for you now as you think about it. Now. What happens?
Well, it doesn't seem to bug me. I have more. I think I understand more of why she's doing it. And it's connected to what I'm doing.
Interesting.
Does that make any sense to you?
Sure. I don't know. Is it better?
I think I call on that behavior is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really feel. I'm not angry about it. As I think about it now.
Cool. Give her a hand. Well done. What a trip. Okay, that's it. Yeah, you got it. Thanks for coming up.
this now? Or
yeah, we're about to do this exercise. What questions do you have about what I just did?
Where did you say something about the learnings? What
I'll do is whenever I put them into peripheral vision, I may suggest that they preserve the learnings. Just like above the timeline. Preserve the learnings, preserve the positive learnings for yourself and for the future. Just preserve any learnings. And I'll say that, what I did was I said that in every position that I had her in, actually. When I would fire off the anchor for peripheral vision and she'd go back into expanded awareness, I would suggest that she preserved any learnings. And then after I've conditioned that anchor and I've broken state each time, then when she'd go and she'd, in step six, I had her preserve the learnings when she was looking at the situation from her own perspective. I had her preserve the learnings when she was looking at the situation from the other person's perspective. And I had her preserve any learnings from the observer perspective as well. Yeah. And then when we came back, I just said, how do you feel about that now? That was my test. How do you feel about that situation now? And then I had her future pace. So I said, I want you just to step out to some indefinite time in the future. It's the same future pace that we've used before. I want you to step out to some indefinite time in the future where in the past that old problem might have hindered you or held you back, and notice what happens for you now.
And when you're in the self position, is that not exactly the same as when you're earlier?
It is. So the question is, on step 6A, when you're in the self position, is that not the same thing? It is. My hallucination is that they combined two exercises into one here, and they just kind of misprinted it. Yeah. No, I would do. I did 6A, so I saw that. I got down there and I said, "Huh." It says self peripheral vision, which I already did. But let's do it one more time. So I did it one more time there. Actually, there is a subtle difference there. I said, think of the problem before. And now this time, specifically on 6A, I said, I want you to step into your own perspective and consider the issue. Yeah, because you could be dissociated thinking about the problem earlier. Although you're probably associated to the problem, but you may not be looking through your own eyes thinking of the problem. So it could be associated in terms of feeling. But from a perceptual positions perspective, we're very clear in our language on step 6A when we say, step into your own body looking through your own eyes and consider the issue from your own perspective while in peripheral vision. Yeah, good. That's a nice distinction. It may be a subtle distinction. It may not even be a distinction that makes a difference for the client at that point, but we'll make it anyway linguistically. Yeah. Which step? 6A? Now step into your own body and see the issue through your own eyes while in peripheral vision. And you're going to fire off their peripheral vision anchor there. Okay. Then you have them float up out of their body, float into the body of the other, seeing the issue through the other person's eyes. Then they'll float up out of that person's eyes. They give them a little while in each perspective and suggest that they preserve any learnings. And then float them into an observer position, which is an outside observer looking at the interaction between them and the other person, and suggest that they preserve any learnings there. Then break their state. And test. Say, how do you feel about that now? Okay. Just jump into it. Trust your unconscious mind. You can do this process easily. Your unconscious mind will support you in helping you to do it in whatever way it needs to be done.